The church is being attacked. The Lord woke me up early this morning and He changed my message. Friends, the time that we just sit here and enjoy the service and that's it is over.
Amen.
What I'm going to reveal to you today about what's happening in our own town is going to shock you. The hatred for Christianity has begun.
Amen.
And I'm not sitting back idly. By the help of God, I'm going to do something about it.
Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Jude, there's only one chapter in Jude. And I want to examine for just a moment verse number 3. Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. Father, I pray this morning that a godly anger, a righteous anger would rise up in us this morning. Not a fleshly anger, but a righteous anger would rise up in us. And we would not rest until we've done what you've asked us to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now I know that this verse in its context is talking about false teachers, and that God has called us to contend for the true gospel. But I also believe we have an obligation to defend the truth of the gospel in our community.
Amen.
Now I want to ask you this morning, if I stood in the pulpit next Sunday and called your family, your relatives, child abusers, what would you think of me? I don't think you would think very much of me if I stood in the pulpit and called your family a bunch of child abusers. Well, I want to say this morning that someone has put a letter in the advance calling every one of us in this room a child abuser. Are you hearing me this morning? And I'm going to read it to you. Right from the Advance newspaper, this past Thursday, someone in our community had the guts to put something in this newspaper calling every single Christian in this community a child abuser. Now, how do you feel about that? Let me read it to you. It's time to call into the 21st century. And it's time to accept that we can all grow and learn, even Christians like yourself. The quotes that you use, all from the Bible, are full of evil, And even though I am not a Christian, I have understood that the message of Christ was about love, empathy, and compassion. The letter that was written on July the 4th is tantamount to hateful and being hateful. This message is so hateful towards those, especially young people, who identify differently from the mainstream, that I feel it is tantamount to child abuse. I say this in conjunction with my view on the usual propaganda delivered to the children of Christian families, that children are born sinners, and because of their sin, a decent and good man was publicly tortured and killed on their behalf. That seems to me to be child abuse. Do we believe that every child has been born in sin and shapen in iniquity? If you believe it this morning, can I see your hand? How many believe that's the truth? We believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Didn't he? Are we just playing a game here? The Creston Valley Advance print this nastiness. You know, it's interesting how people can say that when they've just communicated nastiness.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Publishers know. Our policy is not to publish hate speech.
Oh, really?
And by the way, we have a meeting, Gene and I, with the publisher this Thursday at 9 a.m. to discuss this very hateful speech. And I have called, I should say, Gina has called every pastor in this town to see which side they're going to be on. The Baptist Church on the Hill. I'm going to name names this morning. The Baptist Church on the Hill. You know the one on the hill? Don't want to be involved in that.
Why not?
The only pastor so far that's standing with me is Pastor Rick from the Baptist Church. The New Life pastor's not sure about it. I'm saying it the way it is, folks, because there's no time to play games. I cannot stand by and let people say about my precious Jesus and the Word of God and tell the people of this community that we are a bunch of child abusers. Are you hearing me this morning?
Yes.
I can't allow that to happen, folks. I cannot allow it to happen. The Bible says that we have to contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. We have to stand for the truth in this hour. No matter how we're persecuted, and no matter how we're hated.
That's right.
Right now, legislation is being put in place to make it a crime in Canada to convert someone from being a homosexual to a heterosexual. I am going to ask the federal government to also include that no one should be able to take a heterosexual and convince them to be a homosexual. And I want to say publicly this morning, I am tired of the homosexual propaganda being shoved down my throat. Yes. And I'm praying that Trudeau will be gone in October. I'm saying it publicly. I hope and pray that Justin Trudeau will be gone in October. He is single-handedly destroying our country.
Yes.
Not finished yet. Look at Acts chapter 13. Because we have another letter. And I'm not going to mention the person's name. But they're a pastor here in this town of Crescent. That pastor church claimed to be Christian. That have aligned themselves with the letter I just read. Look at verse 6. And when they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they came upon a certain magician, Jewish false prophet named Bar-Jesus. And he was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence, who summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elias the magician, for that is the meaning of his name, opposed them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "You son of the devil." And the person who wrote this, who claims to be a pastor, is a son of the devil. "You enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? Now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and unable to see the sun for a time." And immediately mist and darkness fell upon him. And he went about seeking people to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had occurred, for he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. This pastor says, or president, "I am deeply saddened when I see the Bible being used to propagate hatred of fellow human beings. Regrettably, the Bible has been used for centuries as a weapon of control, discrimination, and oppression. I invite your readers to explore the Bible from a perspective in which it was intended, a collection of sacred stories to teach us how to live in right relationship with God, one another, and all of creation. We will never look into the eyes of any being whom God does not love. To all the people who self-identify as LGBTQ+, I am deeply sorry for the way the church continues to hurt you, to regard you as a physical act and not a human being created in love and beloved by God. I am sorry for all the ways people who claim to represent a loving God continue to demean and diminish you who claim you are broken when in fact you are whole and wholly human. I am sorry we live in a world where you are not affirmed for the wonderful human being that you are. I am sorry that you need to struggle to be safe in an angry and deeply wounded world. Can I say something to you this morning? Well, I'm going to say it anyway. I've been pastoring for 30 years, and I've never seen or heard of a Christian disrespecting or hating a homosexual or a lesbian. I have never in any of my congregations have ever seen anyone be violent towards anyone who is a homosexual or a lesbian. But I have seen homosexuals and lesbians be violent towards those who hold to the truth of God's word. Please know that there are safe places to be. Where you are loved and accepted. Places where you can we can explore together and question together and grow together and live alongside one another in the spirit of peace and mutual respect. Friends, I have to tell you this morning, I did not write the Bible. Please know that within the small, blessed community of Preston Valley, there are many places and people where you are safe and loved. And I name but two of those, and one of them is Trinity United Church. And the community support and fellowship group known as Outspoken. Outspoken is a homosexual group here in Preston. Friends, we don't hate anybody. We don't disrespect anybody. We don't encourage violence against any group. But we have to stand for the truth of God's word. Someone was telling me yesterday that a Christian family had to pull their son out of school because the teacher stood up in a town close to here. I won't say who the person is, and I won't say the town. And the teacher stood up and said, the homosexual lifestyle is better than the heterosexual lifestyle. Are you hearing me this morning? And the parents went to the teacher, nothing was done. They went to the principal, nothing was done. And so they said, I cannot allow my son to be in that atmosphere. So they pulled him out, and I think they did the right thing. The Sochi curriculum is designed to make your child a homosexual, a lesbian, or a transgender individual. Are you hearing me this morning? You may say, that's crazy talk. No, it's not. I am part of a group of pastors all across BC. Hundreds of pastors that are standing against this particular teaching. And they're trying to to confuse our kids, and we do nothing. Friends, if you're not comfortable with this message, then you know what? I can't help it. Exodus chapter 32. Verse 25, just one verse. And when Moses saw that the people had broken loose, for Aaron had let them break loose, to the derision of their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side?" And that's my question to you this morning. Whose side are you on? Because I want to declare today publicly that I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. I'm on the side of God's word. You might not like me in the months to come, because I plan on picketing the Erickson School. If it's only me, it's only me. But I'm sick of our government twisting the minds of our children. And I'm not going to sit back any longer and let our kids' minds be twisted by the satanic plot. Are you hearing me this morning?
Yes.
One girl came back from school in Ontario, and she was so confused. She said, "Mom, I don't know if I'm a guy or a girl." And we don't do anything. Friends, we got to do something. You say, "Well, we got to pray." Yes, we got to pray. But then we got to do something. On the Lord's side today? Who's going to stand up for God? Who's going to stand on the side of the Word of God? The homosexual agenda is not satisfied with just rights. They want to make your kids homosexual. Lesbians and transgender. That's their goal. Bringing in drag queens and making it look normal to dress up like a woman. Friends, we don't hate anybody. Don't disrespect anybody. We don't encourage violence against anybody. But we have to stand for God's word.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? And if you have grandchildren today in the school system, you need to be concerned for them. Look at Romans chapter 1. And I want to say this morning, I am not a child abuser. And neither are you. We just believe God's word. That we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and we needed a Savior to shed His blood on a cross of Calvary so that our sins can be washed away. Hallelujah! Can you shout amen, somebody? You don't need to teach a child evil. They come up with that themselves. Child good.
Yeah.
Sorry. Therefore, verse 24, therefore God gave them up to the lusts of their hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves. Hey, this is not Old Testament. This is the New Testament. They're always saying that's Old Testament stuff. That's Old Testament. That's Leviticus stuff. We don't live in the Old Testament anymore. We're in the New Testament. Right? Well, this is New Testament. Therefore, God gave them up to the lusts of their hearts, to impurity, to dishonoring of their bodies among themselves. Because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Again, I didn't write this. This is the Bible. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. Friends, you can't watch a TV show, you can't watch a commercial without somebody shoving down your throat that homosexuality is normal. For their women exchange natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. Is that the Bible or not? Is this the Bible? Can anybody lift their hand and say that this is the Bible? Is this not the Word of God? I'm not reading from a storybook. I'm reading from God's Word. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another. This is not even the King James, folks. This is the English Standard Version. Men committing shameless acts with men. Isn't that what the Bible says? I didn't write the Bible. That's what it says. Someone said, well, you're not reading it in context. Context of what? It's pretty plain. And receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. I don't know how much clearer it can get. And you know what? God's going to hold us accountable if we do nothing. If we sit back and say, I'm just going to pray about it. You know what? We've been using that excuse in the church for 30 years and nothing has gotten better. It's only gotten worse. You see, the strategy of the homosexual agenda, number one, is to confuse the child as to whether they're a girl or a boy. First strategy. They don't come and say, you know, become a homosexual. They start by confusing them whether they're a boy or a girl. And once they can get them confused, they can move to the next stage, getting them to accept and embrace this new lifestyle. And then they enforce it by saying it's normal. It's acceptable. And then they put it on TV, and they put it in movies, and they put it here, and they put it there, and they put it somewhere else. Until finally, some young people are so confused, they switch. And I want to say something else too about abortion. The movie Unplanned is coming to a theater, but not every theater. And the Trudeau government is doing everything it can to stop it from showing. Because they don't want people to know the truth about abortion. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Now, we can't change everybody. And God's not asking us to do that. We don't force people to make decisions as to who they want to be. If they want to be a homosexual, that's their choice. If they want to be heterosexual, that's their choice. But don't confuse the little ones. Are you hearing me? And now, as parents, you have no right to say anything. The teacher has more rights over your child than you do or I do. Come on, it's the truth. And we have sat back and said nothing. Again, we don't hate anybody. We love everyone. But we have to stand upon the Word of God. In love. And I'm so thankful when I was at that Angus Buchan crusade. Did you see that article in the... I'm just going to talk a little bit longer here. Did you see that article in the Advance about how crazy Angus Buchan is because he believes that women should submit to their husbands, that children need to be disciplined when they're young? What crazy thoughts does he have? Crazy thoughts are those. That homosexuality is not accepted by the Christian community as normal. What kind of crazy thoughts is this? Friends, those are all biblical thoughts. Hello, someone. That's all in the Bible. You're not preaching anything that's not from the Bible.
And all those protesters stood up with their signs, as I said last Sunday, denouncing him. And not one of those men said anything hateful to those people. They just showed them God's love. But they didn't back down from what they believe. Are you hearing me this morning? And that's what we have to do. We have to continue to show love, but not back down from what we believe. See, what are you going to do, Pastor Ripley? I'm meeting with the publisher and the editor on Thursday, 9 o'clock. I want you to pray for me. And Gina. We're building a coalition here in Creston. If it's only the two of us or the three of us, that's okay. And we're going to send a letter back saying that we are not child abusers. And what we believe is a church. That we love everybody. That we respect everybody. We don't hate anyone.
We don't encourage violence against anyone, but we stand upon the principles of God's word. End of story. Now Satan's going to come up against me. He's going to attack me. You've got to be ready and you've got to be praying. But I am not sitting back on this one. The devil crossed the line when he called the church a bunch of child abusers. You crossed the line, devil. Devil, you crossed the line! And homosexuality is not the best lifestyle. Because it's not what God created. He created one man and one woman. Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve. Come on, it's the truth, isn't it? And the article they hate so much, that's all the man said. And he just quoted the word. But people hate the Bible. Yeah. And there's going to come a time where the Bible is going to be considered hate literature. Then what are you going to do? So we've got to pray this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's bow our heads this morning.